All right, good morning to you. It is 8:33. Jumping right into a capital chat. Speaking with friends of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum and the manager of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. Those would be Pat and Ginger. They are in the studio. Thank you for joining us for Capital Chat today. How are you?
Fabulous. Sunny
fabulous.
Day. Good morning.
You couldn't be better on a day like this. I'm telling you. Gosh, it is absolutely beautiful out here. Can only imagine what it's like out at the Arboretum. I mean, right now, it's just got to be stunning. Mm-hmm.
Popping. Colors popping.
Yeah. Yeah. And before we went on the air, you said the primroses are starting to bloom.
Mm-hmm. Primroses are starting to show up.
Nice.
Little dots of color here and there. Crocuses.
Nice.
Corydalis. Everything's looking bright and springy.
All right. Now, we're celebrating the primroses, right?
Yes, yes.
So tell me, how are we doing that?
Well, every year we have a primrose day, once a day in May. But we're getting really excited because next year the American Primrose Society will be holding their national show here in Juneau.
Really?
We will start this year on May 18th. The local Primrose Society will be having a show to help prepare and get us ready for 2025.
Wow. Now, speaking of 2025, you have a big conference coming up.
Yeah. Yes, and that is the Primrose Society meeting with us. We'll have speakers, we'll show. People can bring in their prized primroses, and they'll be judging, and we'll just have a good time talking about primroses, Caroline's favorite flower, and that's what makes the Arboretum very important.
Now, tell me about Caroline's Garden, because I saw something on the website about celebrating Caroline's Garden, so tell me about that. What exactly is that?
Caroline Jensen and her husband Carl built up the property that is now the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. And Caroline generously created a conservation easement on the property. She was a fabulous gardener, built up these great display horticulture gardens, and wanted it to be left open to the public after her passing. She donated it to the city, and her collection is just astounding of what she was able to grow here. She was very active in the Juneau Garden Club. And also on site is a historic vegetable garden that she maintained that Carl's ancestors had started when they homesteaded the property. So that particular plot is over 100 years old.
Wow. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been out there? You're the manager of the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. So how long have you been there?
I am entering my fourth year. I've made it through lots of crazy winters and summers, but I'm very happy to be here. I am an employee of the city, so the Parks and Rec Department manages the property, even though Seal Trust holds the conservation easement.
Okay. How much property is there?
14 acres.
14 acres, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I've been there many times, but we'd like to discuss that. If visitors, friends and family are coming to town, people getting off the ships, they're welcome to come out there. And what's it cost to go through the property?
Oh, thank you for asking. There is no cost. It is free and open to the public. Anybody can visit Wednesdays through Sundays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We wish there was public transport out there, but folks have to get there on their own. There is a small parking lot up near Glacier Highway with a little walk down. If people do need accessible parking, there is accessible parking lower, closer to the gardens.
That's a really nice new parking lot you have there. And I say new. It's been there for a couple of years, but it is fairly new in the big picture. Now, you can take a look at some of the photos and learn about the Jensen Olsen Arboretum online. That's friendsjoarboretum.org.
Yeah, we're very proud of this new website. We spent last winter, board members and a web designer, for numbers of months. So we're very happy to have people show up and view it. We have our field guide on the website, as well as garden maps and history, and you can buy things.
Okay, Pat, I'm going to back you up there. You said there's a field guide on the website. Where do I go to find that? Can you tell me, or is that something that I'm just going to have to do some searching on here for?
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but if you just keep searching. It's on the right-hand side.
Oh, it's on the right-hand side. Okay, yeah. Okay. Now, a field guide, what's that going to do for me?
Well, it has selected plants from the Arboretum, a description, and genus and species and all that stuff, and where it's located. So you can, I think that's right.
And the best, though, are the beautiful pictures.
Yes.
So you can see what you want to come actually see in person.
Right.
I got it. Excellent. There it is. It is the Arboretum Field Guide. You can click here to view the photos of all the different flowers and plants that are located on the premises. And let me tell you, there's a lot of photos. So, beautiful. Beautifully done.
We have it physically, too. We have a field guide you can purchase, and you can purchase that online. And any events we have, we'll have a membership table and a merch, as they call it, merchandise table for hats and field guides and stickers and all other stuff that people like to take home.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. And again, that is friendsjoarboretum.org. Now, Pat, you were telling me there are a couple of events coming up in the immediate future besides celebrating the primroses. What have we got going on?
Well, May is a big month for gardeners in general. You know, May 1st, we're already late, if you will. But we are associated with a number of gardening organizations and host a super plant sale, Mother's Day super plant sale.
Okay.
It's been going on for many years at the Safeway parking lot the 11th of May 11th. The day before Mother's Day. So that's 9 to noon, and there's commercial and nonprofit folks selling. It's a big deal, so come on out for that. The next day is Mother's Day, and we have an event there with music. Tom Loker's going to play some music. We'll have coffee and cookies and cake and stuff between 11 and 2, 10 and 2.
What a great thing to do for Mom on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time. The early primroses are blooming, and all the bulbs and all that sort of stuff. The unique thing about primroses, if I can just push this in
please.
Here, is that in our gardens, they're blooming throughout the entire summer. So there's early spring, mid-spring, summer, and late summer and fall. It's a fabulous display. There's 250 varieties?
Close to 200. Mm-hmm.
Really?
And because of that, we have a national accreditation for having more varieties of primrose in one spot in anywhere else on the West Coast. So we have this national accreditation, which is pretty nice. And so people can come out and learn about them and study them and see what works in our climate and et cetera. But I also want to say, Ginger's worked really hard to get Wi-Fi out there. We used to have to stand in one corner of the place with our phones way up in the air. She's gotten it. So people can come with their phones and have the field guide, you know, online and walk around if they want to, and tell people to come out. Hey, it's beautiful. Come on out. So we're very happy about the Wi-Fi. We're very happy about the 250-odd varieties of primrose that are starting to bloom right now. So Mother's Day is a big deal. And then at the end of the month, we'll have a Primula Day with a plant sale and a public gardens day. That's at the end of the month. But Mother's Day, Kate Troll's coming out and is going to have a book signing. She's written a book about her mother. AARP is going to have a table for just advertising themselves and what they can do for seniors. We're going to have a project, hopefully, this year where we'll make the garden more accessible to folks that are challenged to walk on an uneven lawn. Mm-hmm. Ginger's designed a path to go through. It's from the gardener shed to the apple tree, if anybody knows about the garden. So we're excited about that, to bring the garden up to public access.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. That's exciting stuff. And this is going to be a record year from what I'm seeing for tourists. So you guys need to get geared up. So is there a limit to how many people can be out there? I mean, with the tourist season, I'm guessing you get flooded. Kind of in waves.
In waves, definitely. However, the big event days are the most heavily traveled. So Mother's Day and Public Gardens Day and Primrose Day, as Pat mentioned earlier, which is going to be May 25th, we'll see 200 to 300 people on those days, but they kind of filter throughout the whole day.
Ah, okay.
However, folks, don't be surprised if the parking lot is full on a day like that. It is a small parking lot. At least we have a parking lot. There was a time when there wasn't. And we manage pretty well. People coming out to gardens are pretty happy people. Yeah. So things usually work out quite well. But no, for just general visitation, there is no limit. We don't close the gate at a certain time or anything like that.
So a big tip for folks who are thinking, hey, this would be a great opportunity to take mom to an absolutely beautiful place and enjoy the scenery. Maybe get mom, grandma, the neighbor's mom, carpool. Get as many people into the vehicle as possible and get out there because parking is limited. And it's not a huge parking lot, but it's a fantastic parking lot and very easy access in and out. And again, that is the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. And Mother's Day weekend, just a fantastic weekend to be out there. What else have we got coming up in the near future?
Well, we have educational programs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
We have four or five set up for the summer. The May 11th, we're having a family beach walk. I'm not exactly sure what they're labeling it, but it's a very low tide. So families can come out, 10 families can come out and pre-registered and explore the intertidal. We have expert intertidal people there with stations where you can look at the look at everything and talk about everything for a few hours.
Okay.
And then in June, we'll have Bug Day and a nature walk. And I'm not sure what's happening in August, but that's yet to be determined. But Bug Day is a big deal. Everything buggy.
Bug Day's in June. I believe that's the 22nd.
Yes.
And then August, there'll be a junior naturalist and toddler trot walk. And for those educational events, we're so appreciative to the Friends of Jensen Olsen Arboretum. They're an independent nonprofit, all volunteers that support the Arboretum. And they coordinate all these fabulous volunteers and experts in their fields to come out and help with these educational programs for the public. However, because they are volunteers, the groups are not large, so folks do have to register for those educational programs.
And can they register online for that?
Again, that's at the friendsjoarboretum.org.
Right. And if you go to the website, please take a look around. There's a way to become a member. There's a way to donate. There's a way to volunteer.
Yes. Volunteer.
Yeah, volunteer. And take a look at their history and their partners and how they were established and learn more about the Jensen Olsen Arboretum if you have just a few minutes. And again, you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well. It is the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. I got to go back to Bug Day. What do you do for Bug Day?
Bug Day is amazing. We'll have an entomologist. Generally, Elizabeth Graham has joined us from the Forest Service, and she actually brings insects in containers and helps children not be afraid to identify or handle or look at bugs and to understand how good they are. Hopefully, there'll be a good bumblebee happening, and we'll have someone that can be talking about bees and our native bees here in Alaska and what plants they help pollinate, especially our fruit plants, berries. And we'll have a naturalist who talks about water insects. And the whole point is to help families understand how insects are important and what insects are here and how we're lucky that most of the insects here are native insects. We're one of the last states to not be inundated with pests.
Right.
So that's really nice. And I try to get in a word edgewise for the mosquitoes, even though we don't like them. They do pollinate blueberries and lingonberries. So
only the female mosquitoes bite.
So. Right.
So
that's what I've heard.
This is all geared for young children.
Yeah.
So there's face painting.
Fun.
And bug collecting and putting wings on and pretending you're bugs and all that sort of stuff too. So it's not just straight science.
Yeah. You know, and it's just a fun place, a beautiful place, a relaxing place to visit. I got to tell you, last time I was out there, it's been probably 2 or 3 years since I was out there, and I have a bright red raincoat, and it was a little misty on that day. However, my bright red raincoat attracted a hummingbird that would not leave me alone.
Very good.
Was buzzing around my face the whole time. And I was trying to take pictures, but he was photobombing everything. So,
well, you could have a worse photobomb subject, I guess. Nice.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about the hummingbird. He was a little annoying, but I'm assuming it was a he, very brightly colored. Yeah, very, very pretty. But
a couple more things I want to add. Later on in the summer, we've been partnering with Theater Alaska, which is a theater group, that come out and do a performance. And this one will be July 6th, the weekend of July 4th. They're going to be producing Pride and Prejudice.
Ooh.
So this will be our third year doing that, and we're very excited about that. It's very popular. It's so popular we have to limit the free ticket kind of thing that we set up. First year they did Midsummer Night's Dream, and 250 people showed up. It was a bit overwhelming. So last year we limited it, and 150 people were allowed to come in. It's hard on the lawn to have so many people. But that's going to happen, and we're very excited about that. Then we have an all-gardeners picnic on July 28th, where it's a potluck, and generally 50 or so people show with gardening stories and old friends. And
share ideas
and
successes
food.
And failures.
And lots of food. And it's a beautiful time in the garden, June and July. They're just lush and full, and the grasses are, the sun's beautiful, the whales come in. We have a whale coming in most of the time, or two, coming into Pearl Harbor. So it's lovely.
It is absolutely beautiful there.
Mm-hmm. July 28th, the reason we have that gardener's picnic on the 28th is it celebrates the Arboretum's anniversary. This year it's 17 years old.
Wow. Excellent. Before we get out of here, I'm going to remind folks that the website is friendsjoarboretum.org. Also, you can call 907-789-0139. And if you'd like to go there physically, I'm not able to read my own writing from this distance. So,
23035 Glacier Highway out the road. Just shortly past the shrine, but before the Peterson Creek trailhead.
You said like just a little bit better than a half mile before the Peterson Creek, right? Yeah, 0.7 miles before Peterson Creek. So 23035 Glacier Highway, just out the road. And again, there is a small parking lot there. Please use it as best you can.
It's not that small. 20 cars.
Yeah, but you get Mother's Day. It gets real small. Because what a great place to take mom for Mother's Day. I mean, maybe swinging into someplace and grab a little brunch then go out there.
It's also a wonderful place for a picnic, for young families, kites, whatever. You know, there's no dogs, of course, but there's an opportunity for young ones to roll around grass and play in the water.
Right, and we do need to remind folks that please leave your animals at home when you go visit the Arboretum.
Or in the car, the dogs are welcome to go down Point Caroline Trail and the dog walk outside of the parking lot.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you both. Pat, Ginger, thanks for coming in and sharing this with us. And stick around for a few minutes. I'll talk to you after we get off the air. It is the Jensen Olson Arboretum and Friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum. You can find the website at friendsjoarboretum.org. Give them a call, 789-0139. Learn about it online. Go have fun. And again, maybe plan Mother's Day for the Arboretum. Yeah, a fantastic place to take mom for Mom's Day.
Thank you.
That is going to do it for our Capital Chat today. You're listening to KINY 800 AM 94.9 FM. It is 8:52. Good morning.
Every weekday morning at 8:35, the fastest community connection available.